This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I just think to myself, hi ho, hi ho, it's off to work we go. I hardly consider this work, although it's a job. It's hardly, when we think of work, we think of physical labor, right? Oh, heave ho, lifting, pushing, and working through things.
Oh, it's some grunt.
Yep. All right, so there's Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with you. Good News Department has a focus on the world's first 100% hydrogen-powered train, which is now running regional service in Germany, not using diesel, using hydrogen. But hydrogen is still something that comes from fossil fuel, although it's supposed to be better because it burns cleaner than does. You look around to the major bus fleets in our country, like in California, where you are, Jennifer, in Los Angeles, they crow about the fact that it's 100% hydrogen-fueled. It's liquid hydrogen, but it's hydrogen-fueled. Those buses are. There's some tractors on some farms, but it's very awkward on the farm. There is some. It isn't something you'd use in a smaller vehicle. You wouldn't use it in a car. Probably wouldn't use it in a truck either. It seems to be because it requires space, because the liquid takes up more space than does normal fuel. So if you're running a train, I'd be interested to see pictures. I didn't see pictures of this train, but this is the first company to utilize complete hydrogen fuel cell trains on their lines. Most of the train travel is electric in Europe now, and much of it in our country, at least on the East Coast, the main line between Boston, New York, and Washington is all electric. I don't know if there's any. There's no electric stuff, really, in Los Angeles or
not much,
in California. No.
One of the big stories, though, last week, because, you know, the push to sell energy efficient vehicles and all that in California, only EVs, basically electric vehicles, will be allowed after 2035. So one of the local news guys was actually driving an electric big rig.
Electric big semi.
Like a truck. Yeah, big rig truck.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about an electric big rig?
It's a ridiculous reality until there are more charging stations, because they can't possibly serve the needs. I mean, it's great. It's a nice and interesting idea. But the practical, that's where the impracticality of stuff that happens in California is legion. It's so ridiculous. It's a great idea, but where is the infrastructure to back it up? It doesn't exist. You can't run across, trucks maybe if you use them locally, that's okay, around Los Angeles, around Boston, around New York, around whatever, that's all right. But if you're going to do cross-country, no. The infrastructure even close to being there. It just isn't. So, anyway, the hydrogen stuff, and that's another thing. There are, in the cities, there are fuel stations, mostly in the bus terminals, the public bus terminals. There's a little bit, once in a while you find it in a service station, but not often. So you wouldn't find hydrogen either. And what about the big investment that they have made? It's a great way for the government to take tax money and use it to create some new jobs, new businesses. The fact that we've got electric, yeah, that's fine, but same thing, whether it's an electric train or electric car, whatever it is, the trains have to be powered by an overhead line. So, and that's, there's a rail line, and so, okay, it's easier to do that, but with a car, with a truck, it's nonsense. Anyway, the good news about hydrogen-powered trains is that it really is pretty good for health, well-being, higher emissions cost of a diesel locomotive. The regional lines in Germany, anyway, there were, in the cities, emission problems and yada, yada. We've all become more aware of this stuff, and I guess it's a good thing that we think about these things. we're all trying to live longer and better and healthier. How come then the question would be the average lifetime has gone the wrong way, in America at least, over the last 10 years instead of going up, which it has done consistently for, you know, pretty much forever. Now, instead of what is the average was 79.7 years, and now it's off back to 78.2 or something. I suppose the pandemic is one of the reasons for it, but there are other influences in this. Anyway, I guess by the way, these trains, just there's a model that's been developed around hydrogen that goes 621 miles before it needs to be refueled.
Hmm.
So that's pretty good. Intercity service in Europe pretty easily. And you know, again, the buses are powered that way because they don't, you know, they fuel them every day. When I was in the bus business, we fueled the buses every day too, with diesel. And, it was, I remember this is one of the moldy oldies. I don't talk about this much. One of the many things I've done in my life, was to, I took over when I was very young, a bus company that was small, and then, surprise, surprise, over 12 years, it grew into this monstrosity, and until, you know, we had the fuel crisis in the late 70s, and it pretty much put all of us out of business, because there, at that time, there had never been a fuel crisis, at least, you know, in quotation marks, where
you're
fuel
talking gas lines and stuff, right?
Right, yeah, when Jimmy Carter was president, 1978, late 78 it started, through 1979 and into 1980, I don't remember what Reagan did. Maybe it was just a change in philosophy or change in reality, but the whole business about not having enough fuel somehow or other was changed. It's interesting, the personality. Jimmy Carter was kind of a tough ass, tight ass when it came to this sort of thing, and he wouldn't give in to, you know, what he said was blackmail from the oil companies, and so they showed him a thing or two who was really running things. It wasn't the president. It was the oil companies that were running things. And we had problems in the Middle East. I mean, all of that stuff came together. But I'm honestly not remembering what got us out other than Reagan played ball with the oil companies. But there was another. There had to have been something deeper than that that went on. I don't remember what it was. But at any rate, what would we do here in America? There are, you know, locomotives. Can we run on hydrogen here? I'll bet you. Diane Feinstein's husband who was going to run that? They spent $500 million to develop a fast train between San Francisco and L.A. and it never went anywhere.
Never went anywhere.
How much money was spent on that, developing it, and didn't go anywhere?
Well, and he made all the money from it because you take a ton of government money and then the environmental paybacks you got from the federal government.
Yeah.
That was when Trump got into office and he said, this train isn't going anywhere. You owe us however many millions the federal government gave you. Remember, he ticked off Gavin Newsom because it's like, this isn't going anywhere. No one's being served by it, so you owe us however many millions of dollars it was. I don't know if they ever got it back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bet they didn't.
Pretty funny.
At any rate. But, you know, that would be a place to try hydrogen between San Francisco and L.A. The track, see, what they did when they started the fast train on the East Coast, they upgraded the lines. There was, you know, the MAGA, it's called a MAGA train. It's MAGA, it's not MAGA.
I'm sorry,
Make
what?
America Great, yeah, I know.
I MAGA. Was on that train once.
What, there was a, yeah, I know you were. For 4 years you're on that
Still
train.
Still riding it, actually.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think it's come off the rails, however. In Japan, there is a magnetic train, and they call it the MAGA train, for magnet something or other. I don't remember what the, but at any rate, so it goes 190 miles an hour and basically is propelled with magnets. It's fascinating as to how it works, but, you know, that sort of thing was thought of here and it didn't get anywhere because it didn't use some kind of fuel. And so they developed and
You know, you started. Just said the magnets are fascinating.
Fascinating, yes. Okay, I'll remember that. Here we go into the time when the electric service started from Boston to New York to Washington. They redid the rail superstructure so the trains could go 100 and up to 140 miles an hour. They had the electric, they fixed the infrastructure of the overhead wires so that it was continuous. And that was a real job, getting, into, for example, the train station in New York and Baltimore and Washington, the business of all the electric stuff that was necessary to make that all work. So, anyway, I just think it's the tip of the hat to the American worker for that, for the people, the engineers who create. See, there's another. Engineers are people too. They should enjoy the fruits of their labors. It isn't just the people that physically work. Use your brain, and hopefully we acknowledge those people too as we think about the laborers in our country. But anyway, back to the trains for just a second. It'd be fascinating to see how this all works, if it can be done here. I'm sure. What's the old expression? Where there's a will, there's a way?
Absolutely.
Right? So I'll bet you we'll see some of these. Somebody will figure out how to, some corrupt politician will figure out how to slice it through in California or elsewhere. Funny, you never see any of these things in Montana or in Idaho, right? There's no population center there, so
they're
not going to do it. No, right, exactly. That's what they say. I think it should be built. You're going to build them everywhere, right? Well, it's the whole big deal. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his podcast. Don't forget our Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. Most recent, Ken Kronhaus. Is a podcast that focus on opioids, who needs them, who doesn't need them. Also, we discuss postpartum depression and the usual updates on COVID. It seems that the never-ending story, right? It's the never-ending story of COVID. Anyway, get your podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer at 18 after the hour.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I love that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The only wholesome bread that you're ever going to hear me talking about is made from wheat that has been ground into flour by a stone-type mill within just a few hours of its conversion to bread. You have to get such flour from a supplier who grinds wheat daily, or you get a small mill and you grind your own wheat.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug, here with some celebrity news, some of the gossip, the social media, a little of Doug's dirt, if you will. And so there's a list that's been created, Jennifer, that is focused on the EGOT status. Right. EGOT is the abbreviation for Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, and Tonys. So who have gotten there? There are tons of people. Richard Rogers, Helen Hayes, Rita Moreno, John Gielgud, Audrey Hepburn, Marvin Hamlisch, Jonathan Tunick, Mel Brooks, Mike Nichols, Whoopi Goldberg, Scott Rudin, Robert Lopez, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice, John Legend, Alan Menken, Jennifer Hudson. Wow, that's interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. At any rate, so there are. There's a focus on Adele and on Eminem and Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, who apparently got themselves closer to reaching that status, having an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Let's see here. Adele scored her first Emmy Award in the... when is that going to be aired?
That Variety special. It's the one she did already, I think. Yeah. The one, remember, at Griffith Observatory.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yep. Eminem won the Best Variety Special Award for his appearance at the Super Bowl halftime show earlier this year. McCartney and Starr both received an Emmy in the documentary nonfiction category for their roles as producers of the Beatles' Get Back. Ringo is 82. Can you imagine?
Wow.
McCartney turned 80. So all four of these musicians who have won Oscars and Grammys are now just one award shy of earning that status, having an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
And Adele has to be the one that's most likely to get a Tony, don't you think? Can't you see her on Broadway in something?
Yeah, I can. Yes, I think you're right about that. Anyway, the term, if you go back to the old days of Miami Vice, when Philip Michael Thomas was basically, he coined the term because he he had all of those things. And so it's interesting to see who else is on the list. In addition to Adele and Eminem and Ringo and McCartney, there are 28 other people who are in the same boat, who are one Tony Award away, for example, from winning let's see here, Jennifer Lopez, Julie Andrews, Burt Bacharach, among others. Cher, that'd be interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm looking at a lot of producers, Ron Howard, Randy Newman, some of these people we all know, Martin Scorsese. I wonder John Williams, I could see him. Barbara Streisand, all are on that list as well, of just being one of one winnership. Is that what it is? Does that sound like a word?
Yeah.
Winnership away.
One winnership away.
Carol Burnett is 89 years old. There are a lot of people who are advocating for her to have an SNL run. The same as, when Betty White, there was a big thing, come on, let's have it.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I'm totally for this. She's done the variety show before. They should absolutely take advantage of it before it's too late.
Yeah,
she's
right,
fabulous.
Exactly.
She's great.
Yeah, she's one of those other EGOT winners, I think, as well. So Burnett gets the gig. I'm expecting to see that headline at any point. 28 at the hour on the D. Doug's. Jennifer, see, you've confused me. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are called.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Saskatchewanians and Canadians will do what we always do in times of difficulty and anguish. We'll be there for each other.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time on Monday. We all wait for the coroner's findings. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Newsmax talks about President Biden's campaign speech in Pennsylvania, hating on Republicans and a way for the Democrats to make money for the massive debt of this nation from the movie industry.
What a bizarre, weird speech that was that Biden gave. I mean, literally with that blood-red background, and it was literally almost frightening. They really, if they want to save some money, one thing they can do is maybe sell it to a movie set somewhere, and they can use it for an intro to, you know, Dracula movies and Frankenstein movies.
In a Windows 10 or 11 operating system, there is no way to remove the Edge web browser from Microsoft. In fact, if you go to the Google Chrome download page with the Microsoft browser, it will not allow you to download Google Chrome web browser. Americans in whole just prefer the Chrome browser. A new security update has been released. If you go to your Google Chrome browser, go to Settings, then Privacy and Security, you can make sure that you are up to date. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Canadian teacher found a fossil that's older than me.
But by a couple hundred million years. Yeah. 300 million years.
This could rewrite the fossil record book. The Canadian school teacher's name is Lisa Cormier. And what she found could be 300 million years old.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, somebody's music, hello. hello. Are we on? Wow. Yes, we are. It's 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Here's some good news about a company that's mass producing T-shirts from, this is a very interesting waste focus. Company seeking to target the worst aspects of wasteful fast fashion, demonstrate the profitability of one of the most interesting garments in the world. Do you wear T-shirts? I never have seen you. You don't wear T-shirts. I can't imagine. Huh?
I wear T-shirts every once in a while.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I've never seen you wear a T-shirt.
Work out, hang out. Yeah, all not right. Really out, but...
Out. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, anyway, the idea here is for us to come up with something good utilizing the second largest source of cotton. This is a new company called T-Mill, T-E-E-M-I-L-L. Their business model is making mass-produced T-shirts from old mass-produced T-shirts. How about that? How many of us have T-shirts, right? I mean, think about I've got all kinds of farm T-shirts that I wear on occasion. They have tractor pictures of my children on them. I don't wear them on the farm because then they'd get dirty and the white. So I always wear, in the summertime, my uniform is usually a pair of khaki pants, gray or blue, that won't show the dirt so much, and a dark T-shirt that I wear. That's pretty much my outfit during the day. And for years and years and years, I've had the same sort of staple outfit, and it's all cotton. And so these people realize that there are T-shirts, businesses everywhere. I don't know, you've probably at CRN, Jennifer runs a business with her dad, called the cable, it used to be the cable radio, it's now CRN Talk. But I bet you've had T-shirts made over the years, right?
100%. Yep, yeah. I have some in my drawers right now.
Exactly. So how many of us, this is the question, how many of us have T-shirts in our drawers that we never wear?
Maybe even a lot.
Yeah. Same thing can be said for wearing a sweatshirt. T-shirts, sweatshirts are all made out of cotton. So anyway, the second largest, the usage of cotton. Cotton's great. I love cotton. I don't like wearing wool. But, you know, it's...
How could you wear wool out on the farm during the summer?
Well, I don't mean that. In the wintertime, you know, I don't like wearing wool.
Too itchy.
Yep. So, anyway, this outfit's got 500 different cotton T-shirts that they're selling, and that I've heard of the term fast food, but I never heard of fast fashion before. That's where T-Mail apparently comes in. They have gathered up truckloads of clothing that apparently were aimed or destined for a landfill or to be burned. What a waste, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. Well, this is brilliant.
It happens all the time, though. People just throw that kind of stuff out. I always donate my stuff, but then you wonder at some point someone's going to throw it out. So this is a great thing.
So they have what they do is they find the old T-shirts, they grind them up into cotton fibers, they sterilize them, and they remake new T-shirts in a pair of carbon-neutral factories that are all powered by renewable energy. We get told constantly as consumers, change what you buy, make better choices, educate yourself, yada, yada, says the founder, Mark Drake Knight of T-Mill. So when we tried to do our bit, buy products made from organic materials, products that are designed in such a way they don't eventually end up in a landfill, the more we look, the more we learn that almost everything in the world is made the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Think about where your shirts. Most every shirt comes with a QR tag I'm talking about the stuff that comes from T-Mill that explains when you click on the QR thing. Do you just take a picture and something comes up? I've never even tried.
Yeah, if you just open your camera and you hover over the QR code, it takes you to a website.
Really?
You don't actually have to take a picture of it. It just reads it and takes you to a website.
Okay. All right, anyway, so I thought this was neat. This is using economies of scale. Now, some of these shirts are $25, right? I have T-shirts for my farm that I had my friend Russ and his family. They have a huge business.
He's awesome.
Reno.
I miss Russ. He's great.
Fabulous guy. Yeah, he's around. Yeah. So they embroider stuff. We created a logo. And all the Easley Farm stuff that you would see at my website, the farm website, Easley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EasleyFarm.com. We had some good day. We have a lot of hats and things that we've given away over the years for the Good Day Show as well. Probably ought to get some new ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all using cotton. And I'll bet he would be the sort of guy that would embrace buying T-shirts from these people.
Yeah,
I would.
Stuff,
it's a recycling gig. That's what it is. Fabulous. Smart. So anyway, it's something to be... I wonder how they'll promote... this is something that ought to be in the big department stores. It ought to be online. Maybe it's on Amazon or elsewhere. But I'm actually thinking, how about we go to... I'm looking for a website. And I don't see it. T-E-E-M-I-L-L. All right?
T-Mill.
Huh? Yeah, look that up and see what you can find, will you? T-E-E-M-I-L-L. We'll look that up as you listen to a couple of important announcements, and we'll see where we go with that right after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
I've had to live around smokers all my life, and I don't smoke. And so it always bothered me. And it was something I got used to. But I don't have to get used to it anymore. Because in my home, I now have an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It uses Oxy technology. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. And people all over the nation say these work. Just, I didn't know it was going to work, but it does. The best part about these air purifiers is they have no filters to replace, and they don't take up counter space. You just plug the whole filter into the wall, and it works. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can save a bunch of money on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3 pack. Whole home protection, 3 units under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use my promo code CLASSIC3. You'll save $200, and shipping is free.
All right, 43 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. So you looked up, you went to the T-Mill. This is like a free ad for them, but I think this is worth some time here. T-Mill, T-E-E-M-I-L-L. What'd you find?
Well, it's a website where you can actually make your own clothing line. So I don't know
really?
If that's where you can. Yeah, and it says it's sustainable.
Great.
So
yeah,
right, I guess that's how they—that's how they pitch it. Is if you want your own clothing line, they must put it on these T-shirts that have been recycled. So that's pretty cool.
Right. Yep. Recycling, upcycling. That's a new term. Upcycle. I haven't heard
that's
that before.
That's when you take junk and turn it into something else.
Oh, I thought that was what.
Upcycle.
What I thought that was recycle.
Recycle.
Same thing?
Yeah, I think they just, it's catchier now. So if you take like a bucket, like a plant came in or something, and then you make it into something that you use in your house, or like a coffee can into a planter, that's upcycling.
Okay. All right, here's an interesting and important story. This is more good news, I guess, in a manner of speaking, the celebration of life of an American nun who is now in her 80s. She was kidnapped in Africa 5 months ago.
Ooh.
And has been found alive.
Africa?
Sister Sue Ellen Tennyson, a member of the Maronites of Holy Cross down in Louisiana, kidnapped by armed gunmen in the West African nation of Burkina. I never even heard of that country before. Have you?
Mm-mm.
I never heard of her. So the FBI went looking for her. She's 83 years old. Kidnapped from her home. This is a country that's bordered by Ghana and Niger. Okay, so now I know kind of where it is. So there was a letter that was sent to the Maronites, and it basically said, "We've got your nun. What are you going to do about it?" Apparently the nun was taken by 10 gunmen without her blood pressure medication, and so the church thought she would die.
Oh my
but
gosh.
They found her, and she's still in good health after 5-6 months of captivity. There's no information on what she was taken for or the release. They all said, as you might imagine, they were grateful to God for her safety and her return. So this looks like a, you know how the FBI shows now are on the Dick Wolf shows on Tuesday nights. There's FBI, International, FBI Most Wanted. This would be a good. This is a good FBI international
story. Plot, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so she's okay for those of you who may have heard of that story. Other people in the news, a pilot who threatened to intentionally crash into a Walmart down in Tupelo, Mississippi.
What a wild story.
charged with grand larceny and making terroristic threats. Denied bond, 29-year-old Corey Wayne Patterson, other than being a nutcase. He stole a twin-engine Beechcraft plane from the Tupelo Airport, took off on a ride for an hour or so, and he landed. Actually, the police got him when he landed. But apparently he said, "I'm going to crash into the Walmart. If you don't do, I don't know, what is he looking for?" The police didn't say. They just said warned residents to evacuate the Walmart and that neighborhood. So he circled around, apparently, the Walmart for quite a long time. And they convinced him to return to the Tupelo Airport. From what I gather, looking at this and the information that's here, Jennifer, he really didn't know how to fly.
Right. Well, right? He stole this plane. I mean, he knew enough, I guess, to be dangerous.
To get it off the ground. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but what the heck he was thinking and then evacuating the Walmart. I mean, it was a big news story over the weekend. My CNN alerts were going off. And
ding, 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 ding.
Because at first you think it's a terrorist, and then you realize it's, I guess in some ways he
is. Nutcake.
Yeah.
He is, yeah, nutcake. All right, speaking of flying, NASA says the National Aeronautics and Space Administration are not going to launch that Artemis moon mission now for a couple of weeks. It looks like September 19th. They had tried last week twice, including on Saturday. And then the second after that, they decided to scrub it. And they don't have another window for a couple of weeks. So they've had a problem with one of the rocket engines was the reason the first time it went down. And then I don't know whether they couldn't get good weather or whatever it was, but the problem has been troubleshooted. Is that the word? Can you
troubleshot?
Troubleshot. Thank you. That's troubleshooted. Hello. What's the matter with me, the English guy? Troubleshooted. I'm going to go out and shoot at that person.
I shooted some trouble. That's
shooted,
for sure.
I just shooted at somebody. That's the matter with me. All right, James. You can have your fun now because I'm always correcting James in his Texas English. Which is Tex-Mex English. What do they call it? Spanglais and Frenchies. And right, Texas. They should call it Texas. People in Texas, this is not. We got three or four, station? Five? I don't
know. Not anymore if you just insulted their.
Anyway. So, this is. You know how long. This is really. This is mind boggling. It's been a half a century since we went to the moon. Think about our lives and what's happened. You weren't alive when this happened. I certainly was. And it was the most galvanizing moment in the history of mankind. Never has there been a time when the Earth was more united and focused on one thing than that launch in 1969.
That's why we should have never gotten rid of our space program.
Nope, should have kept going. Absolutely. One of the most outrageous things. It goes back to Bush and Obama didn't do him any favors. You know, all of these people, they haven't got a clue. At any rate, next flight, this rocket, let's see, they're trying to get the thing out to check the moon out and how they go there, and then they keep doing it. So, that's the Artemis story. It's 10 before the hour.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Way that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
That hasn't been affected by this packaged lettuce. Nobody seems to learn how much better and smarter it would be to buy local. All these fast food joints get their food, all of it, from those food suppliers like USA Foods, and there's like a half a dozen of these outfits all around the country. And so they bring this stuff in because it's cheap, but it's all wrapped up. And so now E. coli has found its way from the Midwest into New York State. Wendy's. And see, that's because they get their lettuce from the same place. They're not smart enough. Okay, we had a problem in the Midwest. Wouldn't you think they'd yank it and all the rest of the Wendy's? No. So Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Kentucky all have cases in each state. The Center for Disease Confusion noted that the number of people sickened in the hundreds now in these six states. Let's see here. They have not officially identified the source, but their illness came after they ate at Wendy's. Okay, so hello. A little, wouldn't you say, duh? There's a strong connection. Anyway, so they don't. It's, you know, I always have, if I'm going to a restaurant and I have, let's say, a fish sandwich, I want to have lettuce, tomato, maybe a little onion, and relish. That's what I put on mine. So if they put, the lettuce came from this stuff. I normally don't, you know me, I'm not a fast fooder, but I'll stop. I love Dairy Queen. For whatever the reason, since I was a kid, I've loved Dairy Queen. The ice cream isn't really ice cream, and I don't much, once in a while I have a milkshake. With a fish sandwich. And it's all bad for me, but there's something about a Dairy Queen that I can ignore and do without McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King, but I can't do without a Dairy Queen.
Because you're an ice cream man.
That is, I guess that's what it is. So Wendy says it was fully cooperating. What else are they going to do? Not clear if they're going to have other problems. Well, of course they are. But if they're smart, you know, it's E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria. They cause diarrhea, urinary tract infections, respiratory illnesses, pneumonia. You can die from it. And there's really no treatment for it. You know, you get over it naturally sooner or later.
But it can make you really sick. My cousins had it, and my aunt and uncle, and they were sick for weeks. Yep. It was bad.
Yep, right. Exactly. Something we'll talk to Dr. Ken about on our Good Day Health broadcast this week as well. The differences between the three and how you avoid that sort of thing. All right, let's get to the plant world right after this.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
All right, let's get to some more farm, food, and family news. Plants thriving when there's a lot of water. Okay, that's...
Breaking news.
Yeah, right. Climate change, It's going to affect the production of corn and wheat. So the GMO world says you need our stuff so that your farm won't go out of business. Come on. Give me a break. Countries with the greatest need. You know, this is how they get away with using the stuff, the pesticides, Roundup, and all this other stuff, because they convince people in other countries that we need to have this stuff so we have enough wheat and rice to feed our people. Anyway, don't fall for that foolishness. I guess that's my advice to farmers at 59 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.